today on Real Ghost Stories Online, did her mom come to her in a dream to warn her about her dog getting sick? Or maybe she was letting her know she would take care of it.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, 855-853-4802. If you want to share your real ghost stories with us, we'd love to hear them. Of course, you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to listen with no commercials, get access to all of our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, then check us out on our premium channel on Apple Podcasts, patreon.com/realghoststories, or ghostpodcast.com. Many ways to get in on all of that. Tony and Todd with you on today's edition of the program. What is going on?
You know, every year this time, we're, I always look at it as like, for us, it's like halfway through summer as we record this.
Yeah.
And every year I say, I'm not going to let the summer get away from me like it always does.
Yeah.
And damn it, if it's not happening again.
Oh, I know. It's crazy. It feels like literally, like me and Harper went on a vacation pretty much like the first week she was out of school. And now here we are, and we're into the middle of summer. And she'll be going back in a little bit more than a month.
Oh, dang it. It's ridiculous. And I don't know what it is. Summer, you always think like you're going to have time. But before you know it, the 4th of July is here. Yep. And then you turn around and Labor Day is here. And yep. I don't know. And it's up here in Wisconsin, we've had a lot of rain.
Yep.
A lot of rain. Mm-hmm. So we really haven't had like a long stretch of good summer weather yet. So I'm really looking forward to that happening soon.
Hopefully it does. Because sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it's just kind of like this perpetual weird springish thing. And then it's fall.
Yep, exactly. I don't know. Is it just us getting older or what? Because it never felt to be like it was that way before.
I think everything goes faster as we get older. The thing I just think about now is like, okay, if I have an idea and I want to do something, I just better go do it rather than I'll get to it. Like yesterday, literally. I know it's all about summer because I'm thinking, oh gosh, it was like, you know, summer's, you know, we're almost halfway through it here. And I want to get one more trip in with Harper somewhere before she goes into school. And I'm like, well, maybe we'll plan this. I'm like, I got to plan it now. Like, there's no putting this off. So came in. We were sitting out by the pool yesterday talking about it. And she's been wanting to go to New York City for a long time. So we came in and we booked our flight and hotel to New York City. And we're going to go at the beginning of August.
Nice.
And we're going to stay at the Plaza, just like Kevin McAllister.
Oh, my God. Now, if you run into Trump, are you going to leave him in the movie? You're going to cut him out.
He doesn't own it anymore, I don't believe. So, I don't know.
If it's a true movie flashback, though, he's got to make some sort of appearance in it.
Well, they have. That would be very interesting if that did, in fact, happen. But they have a package there, and I haven't looked into it any more than booking the room and the flight, where it's you can go on a limo tour, and they'll take you to the filming locations and they'll give you a cheese pizza just like in the movie, and then at the end like the 18 scoops of ice cream or whatever it is. I thought that might be kind of neat. I don't know, I gotta look at it and see if it's something I want to do or not, but I'm excited. I've only been there once and I've always wanted to go back, and I don't know if it was just listening to like New York State of Mind on the Spotify yesterday that really inspired it, but it was like, let's do this. Let's get this planned. Let's go. So
I love it.
Yeah. I'm excited for it. One more thing before the end of summer. And I don't know. I don't know what I want to see there yet. Or I mean, there's some basic things, but there's just, it's so much. So we got basically 5 full days to just explore. So it'll be fun. It'll be fun. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to our first call of the day and hear a ghost story.
This is Darlene. I'm calling from Whitehall, PA. So anyway, I would like to tell you a story. It's not scary. It's a little emotional. It's about a visit I had from my mom. My parents, I lost my dad in 1969, and I lost my mom in 1978, so it's been quite a while. I truly believe my parents do look after myself and my son. We had a dog that was about 11 and a half years old. He was a bigger dog, about 100 pounds, and he had always slept on the bed with me. And as he got older, I used to put his blankie on the floor for him and lay it next to my bed, and I would pet him. Now, this was back in 2005. He, like I said, he was eating, he was playing, but he couldn't jump up on the bed any longer. And then one night, I dreamt that I was sleeping and that I rolled over. And when I rolled over, my mom was standing there. And she was petting our dog, who at that time was sitting up for her. And she's petting him with so much love and smiling. And all I could do was say, "Oh, Mom, she looks so beautiful." It was amazing. And I kind of just laid there in awe looking at her, and she's petting my dog with so much love. And finally she says to me, "Does he always sleep by you?" And I just shook my head. I was just looking at her. She was so beautiful. And it felt so good to see her. And when I shook my head yes, she gave my dog a hug, a big pat, and she smiled and she turned around and she was gone. Well, my dog hadn't been sick. I did wake up the next day, and when I woke up, I told my husband, I said I had a visit from my mom. And I says, "I hope everything is okay. I hope it didn't mean anything." Well, about a week and a half went by, and my dog had stopped eating, drinking, and just losing weight and laying around. And 2 weeks after that dream or visit, I had to put my dog down. And it was very unexpected, because he hadn't been sick. And it's very difficult to do that. I don't know if either one of you's had pets, but that's a horrible, horrible thing to do. But with my mom's visit, I found I could honestly look at him and say, "Grammy's going to meet you there." Even though she didn't know my dog, I knew she was going to meet him there and he was not going to be alone. So that kind of comforted me that my mom gave a visit like that. I think she was preparing me a little bit for it, and it did help. So about a month or so went by, and I did not want another dog yet. I felt guilty. And then one night, my husband comes home and he says, "I have to tell you something." He says, "We're getting a dog." I said, "Yeah, I know. I can't just yet. I can't do that." And he goes, "No, we're getting a dog tonight. I ordered one." Well, here he got a hold of a breeder. And we went out. And, of course, I fell in love with this little puppy. And I asked the breeder when the dog's birthday was, and the breeder said September 23rd, of course, 2005. We get in the car, and I looked at Warren, and I said, "You know what September 23rd is?" And, of course, he didn't. And I said, "That's the day my mom had passed over." No, Tony, I'm not saying my dog was my mom. Come back, reincarnated. I just took that as another sign that my mom was still watching over us. I mean, to me, that's more than a coincidence. So I just wanted to share my story, my visit. I know it's not scary, but if anyone's ever afraid of passing over or going toward the light, I truly believe there is someone there to meet you. And I know there is an afterlife, and it can be good. So I just wanted to let you know that, and thank you so much. I love what you do. I love hearing everybody's accents, their stories. You guys, like, freak me out, and then you make me laugh. You make me sad, and then laugh again. So thank you very much for everything, and I'll be in touch. Have a good day. Bye.
Thanks for sharing that that story with us. Sometimes those numbers and those things just work out, and it's kind of spooky.
Yeah, it is. I told the story, and this, you know, I have had dogs in my life and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so I unexpectedly, back in like October of 2022, lost my dog. He was doing fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I specifically remember taking him out to go to the bathroom one day as I was working in my basement studio. And as he came back, you know, he had kind of a fun little trot to him. And I thought, man, I hope nothing ever happens to him. And literally the next day I lost him.
Gosh.
Woke up the next day. He couldn't walk, and took him in, and he had a very aggressive form of cancer. So I had put him to sleep. And I was devastated because, you know, no preparation for that, whatever. And he was like the best dog.
Yeah.
So I couldn't handle it. Like, I could not handle not having a dog. I was literally like sitting on my couch shaking and crying. And mm-hmm. I'm like, I know people would think this is bad, but I needed another dog in my life.
Yeah.
And so he passed away on a Thursday. Saturday, I went to a couple of shelters, and I wasn't going to bring one home, but I thought, I'm just going to start looking because it's going to take a while.
Sure.
So didn't find anything. And I thought, you know, I'm going to go back to the same shelter I got Winston at, mm-hmm. and I'm just going to look. And I walked in, and in the same cage at the same shelter that I found Winston, he was a black dog,
yeah.
sat another black dog. And this one's name was Draven.
Mm-hmm.
Looked very similar, longer hair, quite a bit younger than Winston was. And I brought him home, and he fit right in. He was different, but very much like Winston.
Yeah.
And again, just like this caller, I'm like, I'm not saying that it's the same dog, but I am saying that somewhere the universe lined this up so that I would have a dog in my life that fit what I needed,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I understand what she was saying. Like, yep, the dog was not her mom or her mom's spirit, Narend. But sometimes things like that do kind of work out.
They do. And sometimes when you least expect it, or you think you're not ready for it, it's like, well, the universe has another plan for you.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
And sometimes you just got to kind of lean into it and see where it happens and what happens. Thanks for that. Yep. Thanks for that story. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. If you want to share your real ghost stories with us, if you want access to all of our episodes, ad free, binge away all you want. Check it out. Apple Podcasts, our premium channel there, patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, Tony Bruschi, thanks for listening.